You got Coach Burns coming to you. Podcast episode 3 of Building the Dream. I want to talk a little bit today about camps. As camp season is approaching, you'll be inundated with what camps to go to, how to get there, where to go, which ones do I go to. Is this really worth it? Is this camp legit? The hard and simple facts are this. The camps worth going to are the camps that are put on by the colleges. If you're looking for recruitment purposes and being noticed, there are other camps out there. If you're into the stars, and there's camps where you can go and get star ratings and star chasings. But the coaches aren't there. The coaches can't be there. There's no recruitment being done at those camps by colleges themselves. Are there runners at those colleges or those camps? Excuse me. Chances are they're not, and if they are, they're operating on the down low so that they don't get in trouble and get the university in trouble. If you have to pay an astronomical amount of money for a camp and they're claiming that will get you recruited, think twice. The coaches will be at the camps that they put on as deemed by NC2A on four-year university campuses. That's where you have the satellite camps of these colleges that are out there, where you have the staffs. So you have the recruiting coordinator, you have the position coach, you have the head coach, you have the area coordinator, you have the GAs, you have the player personnel people, all accessible at these camps. And the fee is no more than $80 at the top end. Most of them about $50. If it's about getting recruited and going and getting in front of a desired university which you like to attend, I strongly suggest you go and compete. You have a chance to see some of the best in the area at the top end, the middle, and the bottom end. If it's going just to get work, don't do that, because what ends up happening is the coaches create a database. And in creating the database, you go in the docket. So if you're not ready to go out and perform your best in the change of direction drills, the one-on-one drills, the straight line speed drills, your catching might be off or your transition may be off, do not put your worst foot forward, because the first impression is the lasting impression. And what happens is, once you get in that database, they start running your clock, meaning that they are checking to see how you're progressing and how you're not progressing. And if you're there along with 200 other people and 180 perform better than you, then the chances of you being looked at by that university are slim and none. I don't say this to bust your bubble or bust the bubble of the parents trying to go out and go after their dreams, but I want to be true and fair and honest and letting you know what you need to do. Reach out to the universities and find out where they're going to have their camps. Find out when they're having camps on campus. Find out if they're going to be in your area or where they're going to be. And then look at the pocketbook and see if it makes sense to go. And then understand that although offers happen in freshman year and sophomore year, it gets real come that junior year. And that's where most of these organizations are looking towards. Yes, if they're ahead and their recruitment and their classes are pretty much done, then they're probably looking to start working on the class ahead. But most colleges are not there. As I'm sitting here talking to you now, I'm still getting phone calls in regards to schools looking for guys, because some guys have fell through the cracks, some guys have changed their minds, some guys aren't making it academically, aren't going to make it academically, and they still need to fill their rosters out. So before you get into the hoopla and hype and drink the Kool-Aid of it's camp season and we got to go ahead and get this tour, make sure that you're doing it with the right frame of mind. And make sure that your child is ready. Make sure that your child is ready. Just because they go train every day somewhere might not make them ready to go compete at a camp. What they're looking for at camps are things completely different. The coaches themselves, the guys that are the trigger pullers, are running the drills. The head man is there, the ultimate trigger puller, is there, looking and evaluating and making the decision. if your child has been invited to a camp by a school and they've been on campus and they've invited him, it's strongly suggested that they attend the camp, show up, go out there, compete, put forth your best foot, put forth your best effort. Chances are they have their eye on you and they're trying to evaluate you against different talent, different skill level, and make sure that where they are with your evaluation and any evaluation of you is solid. So you don't want to overlook an opportunity. I know it's a lot, or it seems like, that's kind of negative. That's not what I want to do. That's not what I'm trying to bring across. What I am trying to bring forth is that so many times we chase these stars, or we chase these camps for notoriety, and the fact that it's this kind of camp or it's that kind of camp, and it's about the name. The skill set may not match the name, and vice versa, the name may not match the skill set. So make sure, as you go out and make these investments, mom and dad, that you sit down as a family and you talk with your child and your family about what's the best thing for your child and your family and what's attainable. And then have real discussions with the coaches. Don't inundate them with how great your child is. Don't inundate them with what he did at Camp X and how he ran a 4.240 six times in a row at the previous camp or with his trainer. That's an immediate turnoff, because they want to see with their own eyes. That's how these guys operate. These are college professionals that have their life on the line and their money on the line based on your 18-year-old son. Questions, please don't hesitate to send me a voicemail or a voice message, or send me a response on the line here, and let's talk about it. Until then, talk to you later. Building a Dream.